Ron DeSantis rallies with Oz GOP nominees Carrie Lake. Blake Masters pushes for retirement of Nancy Pelosi. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 15, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., addressed 3,500 attendees at Turning Point Action's Unite and Win rally in support of Arizona's gubernatorial Republican candidate Carrie Lake and Senate Republican candidate Blake Masters on Sunday. He proclaimed that Americans will be fighting back in the 2022 midterm elections, which will result in the retirement of Nancy Pelosi. November 8, 2022, is going to be the day that America fights back, DeSantis said. We're going to be fighting back against Joe Biden's failed leadership. We're going to be fighting back against lockdown politicians all over this country who ruin people's lives. And we're going to be fighting back against a failed Congress which will result in the retirement of Nancy Pelosi. Watch below. If you look around this country and you survey the damage and the destruction that's been done by leftist politicians in cities and states all around the country, the fact of the matter is when leftist government takes hold, society flounders, crime goes up. You have homeless, you have drugs, you have higher taxes, DeSantis continued. We have not let that happen in the state of Florida. And I'm proud to say we have made it the free state of Florida, the governor added. We were not going to let our state descend into some type of Faustian dystopia where people's freedoms were curtailed and their livelihoods were destroyed. DeSantis went on to declare that Florida has led the way fighting back against Biden. And I think we've demonstrated the need to have strong governors across the country to be able to push back of what's going on in Washington, D.C. I know Carrie Lake will push back against Biden, the governor added. And I know Blake Masters in the Senate is going to give Biden a lot of problems, which is what we need. The left is more militant than they've ever been. They are playing for keeps, DeSantis warned. If they had a couple more senators after this last election, what would they have done? They wanted to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. They wanted to make D.C. a state so they get two extra Democrat senators. They wanted to abolish the Electoral College. And they wanted to create no voter ID and mandatory ballot harvesting all across the country. That is not an agenda that's speaking to the average American family who's worried about the price of gas and food, he added. That is an agenda that is trying to make the conservative part of the country second-class citizens. They want to make sure that they can ensconce themselves in power. And they will use that power to the detriment of people that think like us. DeSantis also hit back on the FBI's recent raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. These agencies have now been weaponized to be used against people that the government doesn't like. And you look at the raid at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm just trying to remember. Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua. When she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information. I don't remember them doing that. I do remember the manufacturing of false conspiracy theory about Russia collusion. I remember that. That was not true. That was an abuse of power. I remember a lawyer for the FBI got caught doctoring an application for FISA surveillance against an innocent man. I remember the FBI, at Merrick Garland's direction, being sicked on parents going to school board meetings. They're enforcing the law based on who they like and who they don't like, DeSantis affirmed. That is not a republic. Well, maybe it's a banana republic. Together, we will keep our states free, and we will take this country back, the governor proclaimed. Turning Point Action, TPA, the sister organization to Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. TPUSA, hosted a Unite and Win rally with Governor DeSantis in support of Carrie Lake and Blake Masters on Sunday. On August 19, the rally will head its way east to Ohio and Pennsylvania in support of Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance and Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.